These are sounds made by baboons in East Africa. As you can hear, these sounds are a lot like the sounds made by a bird or by a dog. They don't sound at all like human language, and that's exactly right. Baboons can do many clever things, but no baboon has ever uttered a single word, not even a simple word like tree or food or even lion. And no baboon ever will be able to say a word. Of all the differences between men and animals, the biggest difference of all is that human beings can talk to each other and animals can't. Yet we know animals make a lot of sounds to each other. That is, we know they communicate. But what do these sounds mean? How do we know what they mean? The only way we can know is to watch baboons and see what they do when they make a particular sound. Sometimes this is rather easy. For example, when the baboons see a big predator, like a lion or a leopard or a man with a gun, the males all give a loud sound like this. The baboons keep giving this rahu sound over and over until the predator goes away. So it's easy to call this sound a warning sound. But notice, the baboons can't say, "Look out, there's a lion by that tree," or "It's a man with a gun." That is, they can't say anything specific about what's around them. All they can do is give the same warning sound over and over and over. Here is a different sound, one we don't hear very often. Here's how we heard this sound. One afternoon, we were with a troop of baboons. It was a sort of quiet, lazy day, and the whole troop was just eating and moving slowly along as it looked for food. Sitting near us was a young juvenile who was very intently digging up a nice root, and he really wasn't paying any attention to the rest of the troop at all. Suddenly, he glanced around and saw he was very much alone, and immediately he scampered up a tree and ran out on a branch. He could see the troop moving away, and every few seconds, he gave this sound you heard before, like this. Sometimes when the other troop members hear this sound, they will answer. So we call this sound a location bark, because we think that when a baboon gives this sound, it's worried and trying to locate the others. Here is the first sound a tiny black infant makes. It's really two different sounds, a sort of ick, ick, and then an ooing sound. Now here's the same sound made by an older infant. The older infant wants to ride on its mother's back, but she won't let it. The infant's very unhappy, and it sits and it jerks its whole body while it gives this ick, ick sound. As you can see, baboons aren't communicating ideas or words. They're just communicating their emotions, their feelings. Feelings like fear or protection or unhappiness. And often we can pretty well tell what these feelings are, but not always. For example, I guess the most common baboon sound of all is just a grunt, something like a pig grunting. Baboons grunt in all sorts of situations, so it's very hard to tell what any particular grunt means. Here's an example. When a big male walks up to an infant or a young juvenile, he often gives a long, low grunt. Here is a male grunting to an infant, and then you hear the infant icking back to the male. Now, this is a big male grunting to a juvenile, and then the juvenile gives the ooing sound back. We don't know what these sounds mean between males and young baboons, but they seem to be friendly sounds. But what happens if a male grabs a juvenile and holds it to the ground? The male makes no sound at all, but the juvenile gives a pitiful scream and then makes a sort of yacking sound after the male turns it loose. The loudest, roughest noises of all happen when two males fight. Here are the angry, frightened sounds of a male fight, grunts and growls and squeals, actually seven different sounds in all. But we don't hear these angry male sounds very often because males don't fight much. The males gesture silently about their feelings, and these gestures are usually enough to prevent a fight. People are always talking to each other, but baboons don't make any of these sounds we've been hearing very often. If you stayed around 30 or 40 baboons all day, you might hear only maybe one sound every half hour. Most of the time, baboons communicate with each other by looks and gestures, not by sounds, and they usually make sounds only when they're very angry or very frightened. And all these sounds can mean is just how the baboon feels at that very moment. Not how he felt yesterday or how he might feel tomorrow, only how he feels right now. One sound we don't understand is the sound the whole troop makes when it gathers in its sleeping trees in the evening. As the troop settles down, the whole troop gives these sounds in a chorus like this. These are all the sounds we've heard baboons make in 2 years of watching them in Africa. But they're all the sounds baboons need. They help the baboons to live together in a troop because they help each baboon know how the others are feeling, whether they're angry or happy or frightened. But how very, very different this is from the human world of language.